Okay, it's our pre-show here for Wednesday, although we will be rolling a encore show from 2014 featuring Vernon Dozier and one of the funniest lines I've ever heard in my life. And that was the line, to enjoy Candy Crush Saga, you have to be a mindless, soulless animal. Where he got that idea, I have no idea, but I think 2014, I was probably in the throes of Candy Crush Saga. I know that there was one period there where I was playing that goddamn game all the time. Anyway, so I went to Phil Proctor's house, met him, met his wife, Melinda. He's a great guy. He's just a man. You know, you read Phil's book and you should. It's called Where's My Fortune Cookie? And Firesign Theater was a huge influence on me because when I heard them, I realized what it was that I wanted to do, which is basically satirical theater with lots of characters that moved, that was fast-paced. and funny. They did a lot of ad-libbing. They did a lot of improv, is what it's called, which was really interesting to hear. He was telling me all about how the shows were produced, how they were on the fly sometimes. They scripted some. They improvised some. They did the shows from radio studios, you know, like KRLA. They worked at KRLA. They worked at, briefly, when they were Radio Free Oz, they were at KPFK. And they also worked at the Ash Grove, which is today the Hollywood Improv. And they were different theaters that no longer exist. What did I just hear? they were at the old Hullabaloo nightclub. And they were on the same bill with Quicksilver Messenger Service, Country Joe and the Fish, Jefferson Airplane. These were big bands during those days. So they really, they ran the gamut. The book starts with a story from which comes the title of the book. But that's not, I don't think he said that's really not where the title comes from. I don't want to give it away, but the title comes from another thing that happened to him. But just so happens, it also is mentioned. The beginning of the book, they're in San Francisco. They're on their way to Denver, but they're going to have dinner with Peter Bergman, and Phil Proctor were doing a twosome at this time. They were Proctor and Bergman. And they were going to have dinner with a friend of theirs, but their favorite restaurant, the Trident, was closed. So they went into Chinatown. It was 2:30 in the morning. Chinatown is always open. And they found a parking space right smack dab in the front of the restaurant, the Golden Dragon. It was September the 4th, 1977. I don't know if you look at a newspaper, say September the 5th of 1977, and find if they see a Dateline San Francisco. They were in the restaurant when a gang busted in with machine guns, with automatic weapons, shotgun and handguns, and began to just spray the place. They were there looking for a rival Chinese gang because they had killed two of their guys. They didn't get any of them. They happened to be sitting about two booths behind Phil and Peter and their friend Jack. And they hit the deck. All three guys hit the floor and just stayed there until the shooting stopped. And they got up and looked at the carnage. Peter Bergman and Phil Proctor were unhit. Their friend Jack had been shot in the foot. A machine gun, but automatic weapon bullet, went up through his foot and lodged behind his knee. And it's still there to this day. So, Phil was eating soup when they came in, and he leaned down to take a sip, and that's when the glass and shit started flying over his head. So he hit the floor, and when they were on stage the following night in Boulder, Colorado, he said, last night we were in a shoot, you know, we were in a shooting. Five people were killed and 11 were wounded. It was the largest massacre in American history up to that point. Think of what just happened in Las Vegas. That was big in those days. He's on stage in Boulder. He said, I ordered the duck. And Peter Bergman said, yeah, and I still didn't get my fortune cookie. So I said, well, that's where the title of the book comes from. He said, no, it's not. He said, the title of the book comes from a dream I had where a friend of his comes to him in this dream and says the words, I didn't get my fortune cookie. And it's a dead friend, a friend that had passed on. And it's a trip to hear. Imagine hearing that from a friend of yours that has passed on, you know, in a dream. And I didn't get my, it's like, I lived that whole goddamn life. I went through all that shit and I didn't get my fortune cookie, you know. So it was very synchronistic, whatever the word is, you know. And it wound up being the title of his book. Guy had an amazing life. Phil Proctor was with four guys. Peter Bergman, Phil Proctor, Phil Austin, and David Osmond. Phil Austin was an actor, trained actor like Phil Proctor. Bergman and Osmond, I gather, came at it from a more of a radio, maybe an amateur actor or voiceover background. Peter Bergman was working for KPFK as a newsman. David Osmond, I think, was a director. Phil Austin had stage experience. Proctor had a lot of stage experience. When he was a little kid, he was on live TV in New York. He was on Edge of Night in his early 20s, you know. he was on a soap opera. He was a regular on a soap opera. I think they killed him off or something, but... So he had a lot of... came to L.A., worked for Henry Jaglom and a number of directors, and also was on stage here in Los Angeles. It blew me away to hear about all the stage experience he's got. What the fuck happened to this? The ocean stopped behind me, and I didn't get my fortune cookie. It has been brutally fucking hot. You can tell I got a cold now. I don't think it's from the heat. I don't know what it's from. I think it's because I haven't got my flu shot yet. Tomorrow I'm getting my motherfucking flu shot. Although it's a cold, it's not the flu. But this heat has been... We're at the beach where it was 90-something. Here at the beach... This part of the California coast doesn't get hot, as I've told you many times. It's still around 80 degrees. It's going to get down into the 70s tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be a little cooler. The high expected tomorrow is like in the 90s. Today was 104. And then Thursday, get this. The high temperature will be in the 70s. So it's like this. And then. But, oh, fuck, man. I got out of the house today. I didn't really sleep all that well last night, but I thought, well, fuck, what am I going to do? Lay around here all day? So I got in the car. I was like nodding off going into town. I said, what if I stopped and got something to eat? I wonder if that would do. Of course. So I got a chicken sandwich. And the next thing I was like, wide awake. I also got a coffee. These are the things that I need, to get some energy going. So, and then I went to Phil's house and I interviewed him for about an hour. I will have it on the website for BSPs only, and it will be shortly. But I don't know when exactly. Phil asked me, well, send me the link for this. I said, well, okay, but I don't know when I'm going to be done. He said, I don't care. He said, that whenever you get it done. Yeah, it's still hot, man. You got the fan on. It's, I don't know what it is. The Dodgers have just defeated Houston in game one. You're watching this on a Wednesday or hearing this on a Wednesday. Is this Tuesday? Now listen, what day is this? Tuesday. I'm watching this fucking curling. Why is curling so interesting to people? To me, it's an irritating bore. More than an irritant, it's a bore. What the fuck are you trying to pull? All right, man. What we have for you tonight is an encore show from 2014. October 25th, 2014. And this is what we were doing. We were still doing a radio show, so you're going to see some commercial breaks and things like that. In fact, I'll roll into it right now. So I'm rolling it right now. Are we rolling? Are we rolling, Bob? I think I am. Yeah. That's the pre-show music. I don't know what happened. I looked at these links. I gotta talk to the guys. I got a million links. I don't have a pre-show. I thought we did a pre-show. Maybe we didn't. I don't fucking know. 2014, were we doing pre-shows? Yeah. We're also doing some shows live, so I don't... Or is this 2013?
What the fuck? What the fuck month is it, man?
Let me look and see. Yeah. Anyway, we're in the pre-show here of the Phil Hendry Show. And we'll try and get that. What I want to do here is just very briefly pop this down. I want to see where we're at here. October 25th, 2013. So this is 4 years ago. This is back when we still, like I said, we were still on the radio and like that, you know. But I don't know whether we were doing pre-shows, and there doesn't appear to be a pre-show. So we'll join the show here in the third hour. Vernon Dozier will be talking about a bunch of shit and some other characters and some other things here on the Phil Hendry Show. This encore for Wednesday here in the year 2017 is from the same date in 2013, so 4 years ago, as we were pushing off into the final year of our radio syndication, and I think it was like in the spring of 20...
Got it.
There I am. The spring of 2014.
Well, I wanted to weigh in on something because...
I'm rehearsing there, so...
Let me tell you something. I can put up with just about anything, but when this kid calls me and says, do you want to play Candy Crush Saga? Now, this is a sadistic and a vile game. It's a vile game.
Just heard 30 seconds. Candy Crush. Okay, see you later, guys. Here it is, coming up.